Hey guys, this is Everdus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Heal Slot for Hire for those who are not like typical enjoyers of non-consent content. As usual, this is completely out of character. This is just me. My voice is like a little bit meh. I'm a little tired, but I needed to make sure that I got this done because I don't have time to do it tomorrow. These are always a little trickier for me to make. And what I mean by that is not that it's trickier for me to make aftercare for people who aren't into non-consent, but it's trickier for me to make the aftercare for audios where I am the recipient of the non-consensual act. That was actually one of those audios is actually the one that made me decide to start recording these aftercares, because I started to realize that there are people who don't normally listen to non-con content who have graced me with the their time. So first off, I would like to say thank you. I don't care if you made it all the way through the audio or if you made it 5 seconds through the audio. Just the fact that you showed up and you tried a little bit means a lot. You didn't have to do that. I don't take that for granted. And I promise you that there is fully consensual happy content coming next week. I was really conflicted over what to do. I had them both recorded. And I was like, man, I feel like I've been posting a lot of non-con. But I think the next week's audio is a better pivot point for me to move forward from creatively. I didn't want to like post an M-sub and then like be like, well, I just posted M-sub. I have to now not post M-sub. So, sorry, there's a car outside. I'm not gonna edit this unless I say something potentially triggering. In which case, I will stop and edit this, or maybe I'll start over. I don't know. But anyways, let's move on. This is about you. It's not about me. Okay. So thank you again for listening. This is tricky for me. For a lot of reasons, but I want to make it very clear that you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me an apology. You don't owe me your time. You don't owe me a comment. You don't owe me a listen in the first place, right? You are the listener. Like, at the end of the day, I work for you, right? I don't work, but you know, right? Sorry, it's late. If anything, you are owed both thanks and if you were made uncomfortable, regardless of the fact that it was not my intention to do so, I will give you an apology. If you were made uncomfortable by this, I'm sorry. Again, thank you for clicking on it in the first place and putting yourself in that position. So let's move on to talk a little bit about the audio. I don't know, these might be easier. So like, this is an audio where I'm the recipient of a non-consensual act. The thing that people usually message is, are you okay? I'm okay. This is a big fantasy for me, in a lot of ways. Self-inserting as the character that I wrote for this audio has been a really big part of me discovering who I am. I'm like not ready to fully acknowledge or come out about a lot of things, but like it's been a very big part of my own self-discovery process. So this was a fully like enjoyable act for me, and I'm okay. And if you didn't enjoy listening to it, or sorry, that's a strong word, because I think putting that on you seems a little unfair. If you, if it was difficult, I think that's a better way to put it. If it was difficult for you to listen to some things in this, whatever they were, I would like for you to know that that is valid and I accept that. Where am I going with this? I didn't write notes because I try to make this as unfiltered as I possibly can. But, and it's late. Sorry, I know I keep saying that, but, but that's it. Like, you don't... Give me a moment to get my head on straight. Sorry, I didn't... I really should start outlining these, but... I was really crunched for time. I had to do a lot of stuff. It's okay for you to not enjoy this, right? I think that's where I'm going with this. I understand that the topic of non-consent is very difficult for a lot of people. A very non-trivial amount of people. There are a lot of very personal, exploratory and cathartic reasons why I make this content. It helps me release a lot of things that I have trouble expressing. But again, that doesn't mean that you are obligated in any way to be into it. So I want to comfort you somehow. So I guess what I want to say here is that you are valid for not being into it, which I know I've said already, but like, I think sometimes it's hard. I think I can imagine it being difficult being in a comment section, where there are people who enjoy something that is difficult for you. So I just wanted you to know that that's okay. Just because I enjoy it and just because others may enjoy it, does not make you in any way irregular or broken or, anything like abnormal. Whatever experience that you had, you know, leading up to you, having a more difficult time with this, those experiences and those feelings are all real and valid. And at the end of the day, it all really just comes back to me appreciating that and appreciating you for showing up in some capacity. I don't really know what else I have to say other than, like, I will promise again next week's audio is a fully all around like positive and consensual experience. There's no negative roleplay. The entire point of the audio is basically to appreciate and comfort a listener. So, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your time, and, yeah, I guess I really just wanted to, usually it would be like a lot of like, you're safe, like this audio is not a real thing. But like, again, like a lot of these things they happened to me in the audio. Well, okay, let's go down this road, right? Maybe hearing something happen to me in an audio, still makes you feel unsafe or like uncomfortable or something like that. Or like it reminds me of something. So this is, I'm not an expert in these things. I'm just literally just some guy at his desk trying his best. But, you know, when you put the headphones on, like, none of the stuff in the headphones is real. None of the stuff coming out of the headphones can hurt you. The stuff coming out of the headphones may scare you, but it can't get to you, right? The audio space, I think, is meant to be a safe space for people to express and explore themselves. So I would like to continue to just sort of offer affirmation to you in the form of these aftercare audios. Okay, I'm like borderline. I need to go pass out, and I have to go record the other aftercare audio before I do that. But at the end of the day, let's just summarize this in bullet points, right? Number one, your experiences are valid, your feelings are valid, and you are not in any shape or form any less or any much amount of like not normal for not enjoying this or having a difficult time with this. That was like 2 points on one, right? One, your experiences are valid. Two, you are just as good as everybody else, even if you had a difficult time with this. And I appreciate you. Don't tell the other people I said that. No, it's fine. I think they will understand. But like, I appreciate you more than I appreciate the people who show up and are like, yes, this is my kink. Because like, it's hard to push yourself to listen to something that isn't, you know, your usual wheelhouse. So, excuse me. So I guess number one is you're valid. Number two is you're just as good as everybody else. And number three is I appreciate you. So thank you again for listening. And I'll see you guys next week with a nice cozy audio. Bye. Wait, oh my gosh, I had a footnote. This popped into my head as I was recording the other aftercare. But so one of the things that I think people found helpful about my posts in the past was like me putting the disclaimer on about like, you know, what isn't okay in real life. And so one of the things I forgot to touch on was that this is one of those non-consent turns to like, in a way, consent audios. I wanted to make sure that we cover the fact that non-consent turning into consent is still non-consent. If a yes turns into a no, that's a no. If a no turns into a yes, that's still a no. It is not okay for people to be coercing others, or like definitely not okay for people to be forcing others, no matter what the end result is. If someone is non-consensually put into a position like that, then that's a non-negotiable hard stop. So if any, I guess what I'm trying to say, again, I can't, like, I'm not an expert in how to handle this kind of situation, but, you know, like, if you've ever been in a situation, right, again, this is so difficult, I'm so scared of handling this, but I would rather attempt and fail than not attempt, I guess, so hopefully you'll be patient with me, but, if you've been in a situation where, like, there's been a shift in consent either direction, I just want you to know that your any no that's anywhere is a valid no, and that's something that deserves to be acknowledged and respected. So yeah, I think that covered the point that I needed to get across. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day, night, morning, whatever time it is. Bye.